Luke chapter 6. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands as they did so. And certain of the Pharisees said to them, "Why do you do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days?" And Yeshua answering them said, "Have you not read so much as this, that what David did when he himself was hungry, and they that were with him, how he went into the house of Yahweh and did take and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which is not lawful for them to eat, but for the priests only? And he said to them, that the Son of Man is master also of the Sabbath. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, "Stand up, stand forth in the middle of us." And he arose and stood forth. And then said Yahshua to them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" And looking round about upon them all, he said to the man, "Stretch forth your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness, and communed one with another what they might do to Yahshua. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to Yahweh. And when it was day, he called to him his disciples. And of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, Jacob and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, Jacob the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judah the brother of Jacob, and Judah Iscariot, which was also the traitor. And he came down with them and stood in the plain in the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came near to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes upon his disciples and said, "Blessed be you poor, for yours is the kingdom of Yahweh. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers to the prophets. But woe to you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say to you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And to him that smites you on the cheek, offer the other cheek. And him that takes away your cloak, do not forbid him to take your coat also. Give to every man that asks of you, and of him that takes away your goods, ask them not back again. And as you would that men should do to you, do also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thanks do you have? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thanks do you have? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thanks do you have? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give to your bosom. For with the same measure that you give, it shall be measured to you again. And he spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why do you behold the mote that is in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the beam in your own eye? Either how can you say to your brother, Brother, let me pull the mote out of your eye, when you yourself do not see the beam that is in your own eye? You hypocrite! Cast out first the beam from your own eye, and then shall you see clearly to pull the mote out that is in your brother's eye. For a good tree brings forth not corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit, for every tree is known by its own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush do they gather grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. And why do you call me master, master, and do not do the things which I say? Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation upon a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that hears and does not do is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. End of chapter 1.